All right, as we've told you all morning, this is Junior's birthday. We are celebrating Junior today. And Junior, in honor of your birthday, we have a very special guest on the line, someone you may know.
I may know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Say hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Mama. What? Mama. Y'all got my mama calling in?
Yes.
What up, Lee? What's up, Mama?
What up, Junior?
All right, Miss Alicia. So, how many? It was 41 years ago today that you had little baby Junior. Tell us about it.
I did. Mama. And you know what?
What?
Junior was the prototype.
See,
if he came out okay, I wouldn't have had no more babies. Junior came out okay, like the first 4 years. So I had another baby. He tricked me.
He tricked you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You should
have
watched him for 8
but
man, you.
He tricked me.
But aren't that's you proud of him, though, Miss Alicia?
I love him. I do. I am so proud of him. Mm-hmm. He has been, it was rough the first couple of years. Now, don't get it twisted.
Like what? What happened?
Now, tell us the story. About him. What was rough?
What happened? Tell
us. Junior didn't have no common sense.
Not Junior.
If I say zero, put a line through it. You ain't had no problem with it. I was like, he is so smart, because he was. He was just so smart. No common sense at all.
So what was he doing? Like making crazy mistakes and decisions?
I'm going to tell you one thing he did.
Okay.
And I'm a nurse by profession.
Yes, ma'am.
And I used to work 7 at night to 7 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So somebody would be there all the time. Because Junior has sickle cell, so when I come home in the morning, I cook the whole thing and have everything ready for him, help him with their homework, and I go lay back down because it's time for me to go back to work. So I said, Kier, go and check and see if that cornbread burning. He go in there, he looked, and I heard the door slam. A few minutes later, when you sleep, you don't know how time has gone. All the alarms going off in the house, and the house all smoking. And I go in there, and the cornbread burnt. I take it out, throw it in the sink, and I go down the street. He in the cul-de-sac playing. I said, Kia, come here. I said, didn't I tell you to see if that cornbread was burning? Yeah. But you didn't tell me to take it out? Okay. You show right. You show right.
Well, she did.
Common sense.
I checked it. It was golden. It wasn't burnt.
But he turned out okay. And I am so blessed. I am so blessed, and I am so honored that I have a son that is just so spiritual and just so like he is. And I think I did really well. And I love you so much. And I am so grateful that you made it to 41 years, because they told me you wasn't going to make it, but you did. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Thank you, Ma. Thank you so much, Ma. My best friend.
But they told me he was not going to make it, and he's here. So I am so grateful, and I love you so much.
Thank you, Ma. So
but you know, but for a minute there, Bo, I didn't know. I really didn't know. It was troubling there for a minute.
Well, Miss Alicia,
thank you so much,
we're going to have to let you go, although we hate to, because you are just lovely and we love you.
We love you so much.
Thank you for giving us Junior. We love him, too. He's my little brother. You know that. I know.
And I'll call you later on, Mama. Yeah?
Bye, Tommy. Bye.
The hell, it ain't finna be no time in Mama.
Yes, like that. Tommy, call us. Bye.
Hell no. Not my mom and Tommy. No.
Tommy, I got a pot of gumbo for you, boo. I got you.
I sure want your pot of gumbo, too.
Hey, bye, Lee.
What?
Bye, Lee.
Bye.
My mom and Tommy. Oh, no.
That would be daddy to you, sir.
Let me hear you say daddy Tommy. Say it.
Go ahead and say it one time. Try it out, Junior. Let's see how it sounds.
I'm not Jay.
All right. Thank you, Miss Alicia. Listen, if you want to wish Junior a happy birthday, all you have to do is go to Steve Harvey FM. Well, Junior's daddy is up next with a prank phone call. Right after this.
Hey.